And then we say one more thing about the home, the marriage relationship, that it is permanent in nature. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. And the vows are taken until death do us part, for better or for worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health. And they agreed to that. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the way it is. That's what the Lord intends for it to be. And yet today, for some little problem, how are they going to resolve it? Well, just get a divorce. And if it doesn't work out, we can get a divorce and marry somebody else. Well, when there's a divorce, somebody sins. Somebody does wrong. And the Bible teaches that when there's fornication, then the innocent party may put away the guilty party and marry another. That's taught in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 9. And that's what I've taught all through the years. But that marriage is permanent. And we're joined together in heaven. Government cannot dissolve that. The Lord's only one does that, friend. He joins and he dissolves. And he's the one who breaks the bond. Now, you can get a civil divorce, but that doesn't mean that the Lord unjoins. No, not at all. But he gives this exception in Matthew 19:9 for the cause of fornication. When fornication takes place, the innocent, faithful spouse may put away the guilty mate and marry again. That's what the Bible teaches.